ready?
I'm here.
Oh, you bet.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Community Development Committee to order for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No, ma'am.
Approval of minutes for the November 3rd, 2021?
Yes.
Yes, that's good.
Looks good to me, too. Any public comment? We have nobody in the room. Anybody on meeting?
Nobody on.
All right. Any committee member comments?
No.
Great job, team. We've done some good work. We'll move on to number six, the Moose Lodge Street Closure Request.
So Mike Peterson of the Jefferson City Moose Lodge has requested to close Front Street from 4th to 6th on the 18th of December for a drive-by Santa. They did the same thing last year. Public Works and Police and Fire don't really have any issues with doing this. It's only for a few hours. So his request is attached. There's an attachment of conditions of approval, which is the exact same as last year. They're supposed to be. Yes. So, yeah, it'd be street closure from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So.
No, I think it's good. That's the only way we can get a Santa. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's great for the community and great for the kids.
Oh, the kids love it, yeah.
And they do. The Moose does do such a good job on it.
So I talked to Mike about this. You know, next year he needs to give me this in like October.
Right.
Not December.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This isn't going to skip the next meeting. It's going to go to them. I've already printed out with the mayor and council, or mayor and the city administrator. So I figured you guys would pass it. So I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, but.
Nope, I think it's good to go.
At least we're getting it passed before the event.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Alrighty.
Okay, the agenda forecaster review.
So the only thing that changed is I took off what we did last month and I added the Moose Lodge to current business. I've left the Highway 99 discussion under future business items. So that's the one thing that I wanted to touch base with you guys on. There's been a couple emails that I've included Andrea on from ODOT. So I reached out to Jenna after the meeting that we had, and I said, okay, so what's our next step? What does it look like? What's the match? And she referred me to somebody else, and his email was a bit like the first conversation that I had with ODOT, which is like, well, this is all it's going to cover, and that's it. So I reached back out to Jenna a couple times. There is a 12% match, so we could either match that, depending on what the grant was, if it's 150 or 250,000, it'd be 18 grand or 36 grand. So if that's something you guys still want me to pursue, Jenna assures me that it will cover the whole outreach, study, all of that. So if that's something you guys still would like me to pursue, I can bring that back to council in January and say, okay, so here's the option. I'm starting budget now, so it might be the time to look at that. And then I think the grant opens in like February or March, so I'd have to have Jenna either send me somebody else that's done one that I can plagiarize, because I'm not a grant writer. But if that's something you guys want me to pursue, I'll bring it back to council next month, January.
I think so.
Here's my thought. Is that if we go ahead and get the study done, and it's all done, and then we don't have the money to do a road diet, we know eventually ODOT's coming in to redo that road.
Exactly.
That road's getting bad.
Exactly.
So if we do the study and it's all done, then when they come to redo the road, we can just say, well, don't stripe it like that, stripe it like this, if that's what the community wants to see.
Yeah.
But at least the study would be done.
Exactly.
So that's my thought process.
Yeah, I agree with you, Garrett. I really do. I think it's worth a shot.
I agree.
If she offered to help, and they'll do it.
She offered to help me with wording on the grant and stuff like that. She's going to have to offer to help me a little bit more than just wording. I'm not a grant writer. I've taken a couple of grant classes, and it all depends on exactly how they want to hear it. And you kind of got to be somebody that writes these all the time to know that.
Yeah.
That's why I liked your idea. She could, if nothing else, steer you to somebody that's been successful in writing those and getting them.
Even if they're unsuccessful. I'll take an unsuccessful one if she helps me with the wording to get it successful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, as long as I don't have to reinvent the wheel, I think we can get it in on time. And she said even though the outcome for the grant wasn't quite as rosy as what she painted here, that 15 applicants, they only awarded 5. But she said there's some other money that they keep aside in other funding so that they can kind of help some of those grants that don't get awarded.
Yeah,
so,
I think the state's got some money.
So.
And they, well, I suppose this has been such a good year. I've never talked about how much excess there's going to be.
Yeah, well.
So.
We'll find it.
So that's the one thing I wanted to touch base with you guys on. It sounded like we all had that consensus at the end of that meeting, but then the emails that Andrea and I have been kind of flipping back and forth, it was like, God, is this even worth it? But I think it's worth the shot.
I think so. I really do. What's the worst?
The worst thing that can happen is we don't get the grant, or we get the grant, they do the study, the community doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Or we get the grant, the community wants it, but the traffic study doesn't support it.
Right. But at least that way you know.
Or we get the grant and everything goes the way we want it to go.
Or we do nothing and we continue with the same problems
exactly.
So I don't think it hurts to try.
You're not committing to doing anything except for maybe spending $18,000 on a study. But they said we could also offset that with work. So between Terry and I, whatever work we put in, we can offset some of that cost. So.
Yep. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yep. Me too.
And it also shows the state that she didn't just come down here to talk to us, that, hey, we were serious.
Yeah.
And let's take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a meeting with Lane County today about their master bike plan.
Oh.
And part of their master bike plan is Highway 99. They've also been in contact with Jenna, and Jenna's like, well, they kind of reached out about this road study, so if we can partner with ODOT, Lane County, and us,
I've gotten emails about the bike deal.
Yeah,
I mean, they're push from Lane County.
I'm just thinking maybe we can offset the cost with both us and Lane County doing work on it, then... I guess Tiffany's gonna have to listen to the tape and die.
Sorry, Tiffany.
But yeah. Okay. I'll bring it back to council in January if there's space on the agenda. Okay. If not, it'll be February, whatever.
Yeah.
No, good deal.
All right. Any other business?
I was gonna ask you one question, Gary, about the rat letter.
About the rat, yes. What would you like to know about the rat letter?
I know that you explained at one time that you had worked with the people that owned the property. Have you had any communication with the rat writer, letter writers?
I responded to them prior to that letter.
Yep.
That property is now sold. So.
Okay. What another? You had said something about it being sold, and you'd worked.
Yeah. So as long as the current property owner does everything that they've agreed to, that will close relatively soon, January, February.
Yeah.
And then it will be dirt.
Yeah.
Isn't that one
the
barn thing is falling down and almost down? Or is it the one?
No, the yellow house and the brown house.
Okay. North of it.
North of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I had it in here, and when I put this stuff in there, I went, oh, shoot. The time goes so fast that I thought I didn't want it to be ignored. What exactly was the city expected to do about it? Everybody's got problems.
Yeah, and everybody wants the city to do something about it. We're not exterminators. We don't do that. We didn't bring the rats in here and turn them loose, the people that we do use to exterminate nutria when we catch them on our property, we kind of talked to them about it. They said they can help customers out down here if they want. But they said it's not just Junction City.
No.
It's everywhere. Everywhere since that. What, a couple years ago, I was gone for it. I was actually in Mexico, so it was warm. But when I got back, Jeremy said it was bad. And ever since that flood happened,
yep,
rats have been everywhere. Eugene here, Harrisburg, Monroe, everywhere.
We've never, ever. And last summer we did, it was like,
Do you have any?
I did not.
We did.
You did? Yeah.
And we called the pest man, pest control, and put a box in the backyard, and we hadn't had one since?
Yeah. I've never had one in my house.
No, not the house.
Yeah, I've never had one even outside my house.
Yeah, really?
Well, I fed the birds. I had birds seeing everywhere. So I think probably that.
Yeah. If there's one outside my house, you're just going to hear a small pop.
Well, the one we have is dead, but I mean.
Well, that's good. You probably was in the cats.
You've gotten under somebody else's bait.
Yeah.
Open the fence. We put the garbage can down. There's this dead rat, so I just picked it up and put the garbage can.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we haven't had any at our house that I've seen or anything, but.
Well, thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. And that answers that. I won't worry about it. Yep. Like I said, I didn't expect what any kind of.
Well, and all that construction over on that side.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go somewhere.
Exactly.
And it's going to keep going because they've got the rest of it's going to be done too.
Yeah.
Construction.
But I don't think that's it. Like you said, they're everywhere.
So
just unfortunate.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Anybody? Okay. We'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 6:42 p.m. Thank you, guys.